This is New York. WCBS AM and FM, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Apple Week. And in honor of this crunchy occasion, we bring you a little singing worm from Spokane, Washington, Bing Crosby.
Mm. Yes. Ken, as an apple grower to an apple knocker, I thank you.
You were really an apple grower, Bing?
No, Ken. No more. But in my youth, you know, I worked in Yakima as an assistant pollinizer in an apple orchard.
Assistant pollinizer?
That's what I was. I used to carry the tired bees from blossom to blossom so they could pollinate the trees.
I see.
I guess it's probably the last truly creative work that I ever did.
I don't know. It sounds dangerous to me. Even a tired bee can sting.
I was young then. I could fight back.
Oh.
I appreciate your attention. You're calling attention, rather, to the fact that October 26th to November 4th is National Apple Week. And you know something?
Sure. Tell us about it, Uncle Wiggily.
I am.
What's it about, apples?
Yeah. Now, you know the old saying, Ken? Of course, you must know it. Everybody does. An apple a day keeps you...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, when I was a young man in Spokane, Washington, I became enamored of a pretty girl who was at the time a doctor's girlfriend.
Oh.
I tried my darndest to win her away from this doctor. A fellow named Joe Lynch.
Oh.
Yeah. I even went so far as to strum a ukulele under her window, but... didn't seem to do me much good.
The young doctor was just too much competition.
Oh, right? Yes. My ukulele meant nothing when he'd drop over with his stethoscope and let her listen to his back while he coughed. Couldn't cope with it. So, you know, one day, though, I got a bright idea.
An apple a day, huh?
Right. Just thinking. I hocked my ukulele, and with the money, I bought her a case of apples. Three nights later, I went by her house, and there she was on the front porch eating the apples.
How about the doctor?
Sitting next to her, peeling them with his scalpel.
And the moral of this story?
Never hock your ukulele. Never know when you want to sing a song like this one I have here called Looks Like a Cold, Cold Winter. Without my uke, I'm forced to rely on the old baton and the aid, the assistance of John Scott Trotter. As soon as the rhythm airs join me at the post, we can fly, John. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow. But we'll keep the love light in our hearts aglow. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. Gonna be cold outside, gonna be warm inside, so we'll cuddle up by a cozy fireside, fireside. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Summer's so far away, but until then I'll love you more and more each day.
Looks like a cold.
We'll keep this love light in our hearts to glow.
Looks like a long, long winter.
Oh, but baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share.
Gonna be cold outside.
Record breaking.
Gonna be warm.
Taken.
So we'll cuddle up by a cozy fireside, fireside.
Looks like a cold, cold winter.
Yes, we summer's far away, away.
But until then, I'll love you more and more each day.
Gonna keep you warm until winter goes away.
Very jolly singing.
You're sweet to say so, Ken, but what makes you so bountiful, so munificent tonight, so appreciative? What happened?
Well, Bing, it's just that people are so wonderful. So
do you have anything to back up this carte blanche statement, this sweeping tribute to humanity?
Well, yes, I have, Bing. For instance, take the way people are going for the Chesterfield mildness test.
Oh, it's catching on big, all right.
Oh, Bing, listen to this. Every day, by actual count, over 10,000 smokers are making the Chesterfield mildness test.
Well, Ken, I'm glad that the folks are taking our advice and they're proving to themselves that Chesterfield smoke mildness.
Oh, the Chesterfield mildness test is really building, Bing. You see, folks who make the test tell their friends how much milder Chesterfields are. Their friends tell their friends. And their friends tell their friends. You can see what's happening.
Yeah, we'll soon be out of a job. Wonderful news, though, Ken. Really, it is. Have you folks at home made the test yet? You really ought to get with it. Be fair to yourselves and find out which cigarette is milder, which cigarette is best for you.
Right, friends. Make your next pack Chesterfield. Then be your own cigarette expert. Open them, smell them, and smoke them. Smell that milder Chesterfield aroma. Compare it with the brand you've been smoking, and you'll see no other cigarette has that milder Chesterfield aroma.
That's your proof right there that Chesterfield smell milder. And tobacco men have known for generations when tobacco smell milder, they smoke milder.
So buy Chesterfields, and you'll see they smoke milder than the brand you've been smoking.
That's like what I've been saying.
Would you say?
Yes. You've got to be fair to yourself. Compare them with the cigarettes you've been smoking, and you'll always buy Chesterfields. A lovely French song, now happily available for non-continentals. With English words, catching on too, I hear.
Give you all my love. The skies may fall, my love, but I will still be true. All my sighs will disappear at last. Now that you're here at last, my heart belongs to you.
I do say so myself. I think we're sort of really putting on the dog in that guest department. The lovely lady who has consented to cut up here with us this evening is one of opera's brightest stars. Also a bright star on the phonograph records, on radio, and in pictures. Here now is the charming and the very talented Miss Dorothy Kirsten.
Thank you, James.
This is wonderful. It's really nice to have you back with us again. Say, I want to congratulate you, too, on your brilliant performance in Manon Lescaut at the San Francisco Opera last week.
Oh, thank you, Bing. But I don't remember seeing you in the audience.
Well, I didn't want to wave or anything. I was there, though. I was there with bells on.
Oh, that was you. I heard those bells, but I thought it was a Chinese New Year's or something.
Dorothy, when I say with bells on, I don't speak literally. It's just a figure.
I'm not so sure, Bing. You'll wear anything.
I will, won't I?
Apparently.
I was pretty snazzy there that night, though. If you could have cased me. I wore my double-breasted blue, you know, with the dark tie.
You must have been miserable.
Oh, like a worm on a hot rock. Singing worm, that is. Singing worm.
You know, I always see your brother Everett at the opera. He never misses.
Well, he misses, but he's always at the opera. Matter of fact, Dorothy, Everett, he attends so often, they're thinking of making him an honorary Italian.
Oh?
Now, Dorothy, lest Everett's lawyers meet us at the stage door and hit us with a subpoena or something. Maybe we better switch to music. Now, do you have something flashy?
Something flashy?
Oh, must scintillate this lot.
Well, how about Vissi Darty from the second act of La Tosca? Do you know that?
Well, I don't know. I've only seen the first act.
Well, then how about the aria for the soprano in the second act of Mano Lesco, In Quelle Trine Morbide?
Nice, Dorothy. It's catchy, too, but I don't think it's big enough.
I know what might be good, Bing. Mi chiamano Mimi from the first act of La Bohème.
What was that again? What?
Mi chiamano Mimi.
Oh, Mimi. Oh, that's good. Mimi, you funny little good-for-nothing Mimi.
Oh!
Am I enough?
Wrong Mimi, kid.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
Bing, maybe I should just sing Ouverton Coeur.
I adore it. Really adore it. Ouverton. Fine, John Scott. Miss Kirsten is ready, hmm? Standard that you've just established. Let's keep up on that plane.
Oh, definitely.
I have a song here. It isn't quite as big as Ouverton Coeur, but it is a very important piece of music. It's called Faisons-les encore.
Say, Herr Loncourt, I don't believe I'm familiar with that
thing. It's quite a thing. Would you mind just stand by a minute? I think you'll like it.
They used to rag up the jazz on pianos. Well, let's do it again. They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas. Well, let's do it again. They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924. Dapper Dan, the drummer man, tried to knock his cymbal on the floor. They used to do rock, do rock, do rock. Let's do it again. They used to bodo, de odo, de odo. Let's do it again. And even Chester Cape would shimmy shake and wobble like a jelly on the plate. They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again. They used to beat out the jazz on piano. They used to sing, yes, we have no bananas.
No, 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 yes, we have no bananas.
Let's do it again. They had a Charleston beat to lift their feet in 1924. Dapper Dan, the drummer man, tried to knock a cymbal on the floor. They used to do it. Let's do it again. They used to bodo de odo de odo. Let's do it again. And even Sister Kate would shimmy shake and wobble like a jelly on a plate. They used to get such a kick out of living. Let's do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it.
So that was Faisal Agor.
Or in English, let's do it again. Folks, Miss Kirsten and I are involved in the Paramount picture titled Mr. Music. It's going to come out soon. We have a nice duet in the film. It's called Accidents Will Happen. You want to take a whack at it, Dorothy?
Sure, Bing.
All right.
shoulder.
Your eyes may glow
before you know it.
I'm sure I know. So if you fall,
if you fall in love,
that way,
just that way, love.
How about something a little more intimate, something croony-like?
Let's croon Indian Summer.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. It's seasonal, too. John, could you guide us through the intricacies of Victor Herbert's Indian Summer? Thank you, Dorothy. I loved it.
Thank you, Bing. And now, don't you think we'd better say something about the star of the show?
What star is that?
Why, Chesterfield. That's the real star.
Oh, yes. And Chesterfield's the star of the Volk Show, the Como Show, and the Godfrey Show. It's the cigarette that every smoker ought to be smoking because they're milder and they leave no unpleasant aftertaste. Right, Ken?
Oh, right, Bing. And here's proof of that, folks. A leading research organization trained a group of scientists and technicians in the difference in smoking qualities of cigarettes. These expert smokers became the country's first cigarette taste panel. And for more than a year, they tested and compared leading brands smoking thousands of cigarettes. Recently, they reported this fact. Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Like we told you a while ago, you can prove to yourself the Chesterfields smell milder. And they smoke milder than any other cigarette. Tell the folks how, can
you? Oh, it's the easiest test in the book, Bing. Just get a hold of a pack of Chesterfields, then open them, smell them, smoke them. Open that pack and smell that milder aroma, an aroma no other cigarette has. Smoke them. Compare Chesterfields with a brand you've been smoking, and you'll see.
I want to tender my deepest thanks to Miss Dorothy Kirsten for being with us tonight.
It was very nice, Bing, and I did so enjoy your rendition of Faisal Local.
Is that a grand thing?
Yes.
You ought to get up on that, Dorothy. Incidentally, if you can, next week at this time, tune in, Dorothy, and you'll hear Dick Powell. He's going to be our guest, you know.
Well, that ought to be a great show.
Thank you again, Dorothy.
Thank you, Bing.
Good night. Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The show presented by Chesterfield was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Mr. Dick Powell.
This is CBS, where Wednesday night is Bing Crosby night, the Columbia Broadcasting System.